Hello and welcome to the Waffle Zone. This week I have probably everybody's favorite guest on with me. I have all the way in Perth, Australia, I have the administrator, the historian, the translator, as well as the medical advisor of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone. I have Kirsty in Perth, Australia. Kirsty, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah. How are you?
Good. I don't need any medical advice. That's a good way.
I hope not.
I've been talking too much about medical stuff on the Patreon stuff, much to your chagrin. So, But I usually get asked. That last week I got asked about it, so it wasn't my fault. So,
yeah, I don't want to know.
Well, thank you for joining me. It's always good to have you. And
it's a pleasure.
Yeah. So we'll get right into it. And I know you told me you've listened to a lot of music in the past week. So why don't you tell everybody which albums you've been listening to the past week?
Yeah, I did. Have you got your pen ready?
Uh-oh. Acronym time. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So first of all, Connor Warman on Twitter was talking about Ghost the other day. And he said the album Meliora was really good. He thought it was the best one, closest to Impera, but better. And it was certainly a similar style. So okay. I'll be giving that another go.
Ghost, okay.
I listened to Audio Slave self-titled again. So you probably guessed I've been in my husband's car and he hasn't taken it out since last time. But that's always really good, apart from the one song that annoys me. Okay. Anyway, next. Smith Cotson, self-titled. I'm still loving every song. You keep saying that Sail of Fire is not that good, and I hadn't listened to it for a while, and it came on, and I was like, wow, this is banger.
Solar Fire,
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the song you didn't like on the Audio Slave?
Do you know what? I can't remember what it's called now.
It's not called Like a Stone, is it?
No, I love that song.
Okay, okay. I don't even know how it goes.
It's the song where the guitar annoys me.
Okay. Understandable.
But it certainly wouldn't be Chris Cornell annoying me. Right. The next album I listened to was called The Sound of White.
The Sound of White?
And then I stopped talking because it's not Sound of White Noise. It's of White by Missy Higgins.
Missy Higgins.
Yep. She's an Australia singer-songwriter. And that album was massive in 2004. It had four singles that did very well here.
Okay.
And I saw it at the West Coast Blues and Roots Festival in Fremantle, which was like a two-day festival.
Okay.
And Wolfmother were at that. I didn't really feel like they fit the bill, but that was why I wanted to go, because I wanted to see Wolfmother mainly. But yeah, okay. She was really good.
Okay. Made a good impression, obviously.
My next album was by Alice Cooper.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I had to listen to Dada, didn't I? Finally.
Alice Cooper, you Dada, all right.
All right, I mean, I already knew some of the songs. I knew I Love America and Pass Are Going Around. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, all Alice Cooper is good, so that was fine.
So you enjoyed it good.
And yeah.
There'll be more
Stone
on that
Temple
later.
Stone Temple Pilots,
okay.
Yeah. You remember I saw that cover band and I said I didn't even really know them that well?
Yeah.
And then, my husband was playing it in the garden and I went, what it was, because it was really good and it was Purple.
Oh, Purple's a good one. So yeah. It's got Interstate Love Song. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. That's when I realized that's funny that I haven't got around to listen to that after all these years.
Golly, I saw them on that tour.
I know. You've seen a lot of bands I wish I'd seen.
Yeah. 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 So,
next one.
I think I know what your last one's going to be.
Well, this wasn't my choice, right? It was in my husband's car again. It's fine. I wouldn't choose to listen to it.
Oh.
Kings of Leon, Only by the Night.
Ooh. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. He started to play Nickelback, but even he thought it wasn't very good and turned it off. So that was okay.
It's fashionable to not like Nickelback, but. At least they're rock. At least they're rock music.
It wasn't because it was fashionable. I actually bought Nickelback CD as well.
Uh-huh.
It's just that we're bored of it now, I think.
Okay. So
I think they had a couple of good singles, but the albums are a bit meh. But I do have two words now, but I do have three albums left.
Uh-oh.
Over.
So three other bands or?
Three other bands, yeah.
Okay. So first of all, Gas Mask. That's pretty dang cool. that's a cool word to come up with. So let's see.
And the next three will spell a type of beer that I like.
So. Okay. I'm sure Andrew would be paying close attention now.
Yeah. Did you see the that girl that got Fan of the Week, the Iron Maiden Fan Club Fan of the Week?
Yes, I did see that.
And she said Starblind was her favorite song.
Yes, I did see that.
Awesome.
I know. I tagged Matt in that post. I was like, Matt, look at this.
and she's making patches on Etsy. She's selling patches on Etsy to raise money for Blaze Bailey as well. Well, that set me off. I had to play the Final Frontier. Okay. So we've got Iron Maiden.
Okay. Got my pen out here. Let me write that one down too. The Final Frontier. I'm sure Matthew will approve of that one, as well as Andrew.
He'll approve of the next one, too. It's a pity he's not here.
Yeah.
Powderfinger, Odyssey number 5.
Powderfinger, okay.
Again.
I've heard them before, a little bit.
Yeah. And the last band I listened to lots and lots and lots of, Anthrax.
So, IPA.
Yeah.
If I bet you anything, there's probably a IPA out there called Gas Mask, and I guarantee you Andrew's drink it. Andrew's the one that will have had it. He'll probably come back and go,
he'll let us know.
He'll be like, yes, I have had that. I can't do an Andrew imitation. I can't even try. He's
you sound like Adrian like, Smith on Wayne's Iron Maiden podcast.
Yeah. Yes, actually, I don't know. I don't know what the police officer is going to do. Then they get my fishing pole. That's the best I got.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
This is now going to be my favorite episode of all time because of that.
You know what? Maybe I am Adrian Smith on Wayne's Iron Maiden podcast. Make you think there,
No, it's
huh?
definitely the real Adrian.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely sounds like that. Here, let me look. Hold on. Wait. Here, I'll make your day. Ready? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Well, Kirsty, wanted to see if you'd like to have some drinks after the show. Kirsty, and that would be your response.
Of course, Adrian. I probably would go, yes.
Aaron, I'll meet you at the car. He'd be like, no, he'd ask you, would you like to get some drinks somewhere? You'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it would go.
Either that or you'd be speechless. You'd be like, would you be speechless if you met Adrian Smith?
No, I'd probably put the F in. I might only get the one chance to meet him. Being speechless would not be the go.
We're not all like Jose and run into Adrian Smith at a shopping mall. Like while
no,
you're...
No, I run into Simone from Voyager in a shopping mall, but that's
That's cool. That's still cool though. You're a fan of her, so that's cool. So that's cool. You have so this week we're promoting the Gas Mask IPA wherever they're located. I'm sure Andrew will fill us in. Either that or you'll look it up before. While I'm doing my acronym, I have a good acronym this week too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we actually have a couple of albums in common. I went out of my way to make this acronym though, as you will be able to tell, because I got a couple of bands. I haven't mentioned it. Well, one I've never mentioned and one I haven't mentioned in a... Well, I actually mentioned a couple weeks ago when we did the AC/DC episode. The Akadaka. So... Mm-hmm. The first band I listened to is a band I do like. I've been actually watching some YouTube videos on a little bit of a mini reunion that this band has done on stage recently. Very, very bad. It's a bad reunion because one guy looks amazing and sounds amazing, and the other guy sounds like a cadaver got on stage, and he kind of acts like it too. But Dawkin, I saw a little YouTube video where it said George Lynch gets up to play with Don Dokken, you know, for a few songs. And, you know, I used to like Dokken some back in the day, and I followed George Lynch some after that. So I watched it, and George Lynch gets on stage. He looks amazing. His playing is amazing. I mean, he's a ball of energy on stage. He's still got it, man. He was one of the, you know, he was back in the day of Randy Rhoads, Eddie Van Halen, and George Lynch were the three guys in the LA scene back then, you know. Can you imagine being one of those guys? And he's still, like, those two guys are gone, and George Lynch is still, like, gets on stage, and he's just knocking these solos out in these songs and playing the riffs. It just sounds amazing. And then Don Dokken, he sounds like he has one note he can barely sing. And when you see him walk back to the drum riser to get a drink of water, he just looks like he's having a hard time. And I know he's got back issues. I've heard him interview with him before. He's got some really big back issues. So you feel really, I felt really bad for Don Dokken, but I was like, man, it's amazing watching George Lynch though. So I listened to their album. It was their reunion album. You know, they were like one of the biggest bands in America, I think, in like 1988. They were on the Monsters of Rock tour. It was Kingdom Come. This is the order of the bands coming on. So this will tell you kind of what level they were at that point. Actually, they shouldn't have been put where they were at on the bill, but they were on this bill. Kingdom Come, Metallica. So Metallica played before Dokken every show. Can you imagine coming on before Metallica in 1988? Holy crap.
Wow, in 1988, that's, yeah.
Yeah, they were getting destroyed every night, you know, so they were probably, Dokken live was nothing compared to Metallica live back then, especially back then.
I bet
then.
There were a lot of people leaving early.
Oh, no. I mean, it was, because then after Dokken, it was the Scorpions, and then after the Scorpions, it was Van Halen, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it was a huge bill, and I mean, for Dokken to be that, yeah. they were like at the pinnacle of like really, you know. The thought was that they were about to break out and go into, you know, arenas, but they couldn't hold it together. They had all the infighting, and so they broke up, and then they came back a few years later, and they did a reunion, and it was aptly titled Dysfunctional. So that was the album I listened to, was Dysfunctional, and it's a pretty good album. I like it. Hadn't heard it in donkey's years, but as Adrian would say. Next up.
I love that phrase.
I do. I'm trying to. It's kind of weird trying to incorporate it, but I do like throwing it in every now and then, especially with English people because they get it. Andrew still said he says it, so okay. I hope you're writing these down so you can keep up with my acronym, which I think will be pretty apparent after this next one. The next one is Anthrax, Stomp 442. I listened to Stomp 442. Which people may waffle on over and hear a little later about. The next album I listened to, a band called Dirty Looks, and I listened to their album from about 1994, I believe. It was called Chewing on the Bit, which I really, really like. I like that album a lot. The song I played at the end of the AC/DC episode came a bunch of years later. I think the singer sounds a lot better on that album, the Chewing on the Bit album. And this will be a first, Kirsty. I'm going to end my acronym with an album that has the same name as the acronym. I've never done this before, but let me see if I can try to see if I can let somebody help me out with this.
Hi, I'm Professor Betty Brown, and I want to talk with you about Dada.
There we go. Betty Brown, brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Betty. I listened to, obviously, Da Da by Alice Cooper to complete my Da Da acronym. And I thought after last week, like I started listening and I was like, I'm going to listen to Da Da and I'm going to listen to Anthrax. That's two A's. And I was like, man, what do I have with two D's that I could listen to? And I was like, I kind of was craving some Dirty Looks because after the Powerage episode and... I'm working my way into saying it that way. I think I'm going to get there.
I don't know if it's right or wrong. It's just
I think it is. I've heard. I think it is right. I could swear.
I saw people saying on Twitter that I was right, but that was a fluke.
They're going to say that naturally anyway. When the options are me or you, they're always going to pick you. So, But the only one I had to stretch for was I was like, what's another D band I could listen to? And of course, like I said, I was watching the YouTube videos of Dokken, and I was like, I wouldn't mind listening to that reunion album. They also did an unplugged album that came after that reunion album, and it was amazing. Like, some songs the bass player would sing, some songs the drummer would sing, and some songs Don Dokken would sing. But it was Mick Brown and Jeff Pilson. Those are the other two guys. But they were changing the pace of the song. They were like completely rearranging how the songs were. And it was awesome. Like, it was so cool to hear a band do that on an unplugged instead of just going up there and let's just play the same thing, except we'll just play acoustic guitars. So it was really very well done. It's hard to find though. It's hard to find that. Maybe it's probably on YouTube, I'm sure. But anyway,
I'm sure if you find it, you'll post it up.
Yeah. And so if you're out there, go get you some Gas Lamp IPA and listen to Dada.
Oh yeah. Breaking news. Been on Untappd and Gas Mask Haze IPA.
All right.
Creative Brewing Company.
So where are they located?
New England.
So that's in the United States then. Right?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to say no. It's a place in England that's called New England or something like that. So okay.
No.
Yeah. You know, it's the England that everybody in England hates, right? The New England.
I don't really think that's the case at all.
But. Okay. Well, okay. Maybe if you go back about 200 years, 250 years, something like that. Maybe they. Different time. Okay, so let's get to the podcasts that we listen to now. Kirsty, what did you listen to with podcasts this past week?
I listened to Ridiculous Rock Record Reviews.
Okay.
They did Led Zeppelin 2. It's not their first Led Zeppelin review either. They've done quite a few albums now. But I just love this album. Like, it's one of my favorites, full stop. Okay. And you know, they enjoyed it too, so that was really good to listen to. I've noticed that they've just done Kiss, Music for the Elder.
Yeah, they just did
which
that
I haven't
recently.
Heard yet, but I think that could be really good fun.
So, yeah, I can imagine Lou talking about that. Of course,
might be worth it.
Yeah, I think I'll probably agree with Lou on most of the takes there, I would imagine.
On a similar vein, I listened to And Volume for All. He did an interview on Metallica 72 Seasons, just a short one. And I don't know why I listened, because I haven't probably listened to the album. Mm-hmm. But I did already know that Quinn didn't like it. But he's always really entertaining. So,
okay.
You know what we need? We need Jesse to talk about it on his Riffwiser podcast, because he only ever talks about what he loves about music, which is awesome. An absolute breath of fresh air, isn't it?
It is. I think Jesse likes it.
Yeah, exactly. And if he didn't, he wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
If he can't, you know, he'd just say what he did like.
Yeah. He tries to just focus on just what he, the random things he likes. Which that's
be positive.
Yeah.
But listened to Wayne's Iron Maiden podcast. They've moved on to Virtual 11 now. The episode was about Future Real. I don't know if you heard it. He mentioned that you've done Virtual 11 back in the day.
Okay.
When you were Uncle Steve's Rock and Metal Zone.
I had changed.
Okay, well,
it was
anyway.
It was when I had kind of, I was doing Iron Maiden, my very clever way of doing a whole month of Iron Maiden while I was Uncle Steve's Rock and Metal Zone, but I did change. I said, I'm changing the name of the podcast this month only.
And it's nearly May now.
Yeah, this month's never ended.
We'll do a little bit.
May of 20. Next month. May of 2020.
Haven't done much this month.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I think we will do something.
And the only other one I listened to was yours, your Waffle Zone with Brandon and the talk about Alice Cooper's Dada, which is really good and inspired me to play the album. So what podcast did you listen to?
I only listened to one. It's one that you already mentioned. It's Jesse's Riffwiser podcast. I listened to his King's X Part 1. And obviously, Jesse's phone is like mine. It picks up it picks up his vocals, you know, when you're, and like he, the whole time he was singing, I just kept going, shut up, Jesse. I want to hear Doug sing, you know, because I haven't seen King's X in, what's that phrase? Donkey's years. So I haven't seen them in ages. So it's probably, it's been late 90s, I believe. I saw them in like 98 or 99. It's probably the last time I saw them. So, and I've already sent Jesse the pictures of me and the drummer and me and the bass player, Doug, singer. And it's funny. I wanted to tell him, but I'll just say it here. I know he'll hear this. He was playing Lost in Germany, and man, that's a song by King's X I've never liked. I've just never liked that song. But he said that was the song that got him into them. So, hey, you know what? Whatever works for you. So, but yeah, that's really cool. I'm glad he got to go. I know he'd been wanting to get to that show for a long time. So I'm glad
he got to. Been waiting a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad he got to finally go.
I think it might not happen. So yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because he said, I don't know if he said it on the podcast or if he said it to me. I can't remember. But I know he said that was like a bucket list band for him. So I'm glad he got to go. So because if he's been listening to him that long.
And I'm glad he didn't worry about your enjoyment and he just sang along and had fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. That's what I do at shows. You know, you've heard them. You've heard some of them. So
I have.
Yeah. So, but that's all the podcast I listen to. I didn't even get to Jim Florentine's podcast this week. I had a, I'm trying to remember why I didn't. I had just a weird week. I had I took off work on Monday because I had some stuff to deal with at home. And then on Thursday and Friday, I had my days at work were kind of weird. I had like, the customer I was dealing with on Friday had a power outage. I don't know, would you call it a powerage? If they said a power outage?
Power outage.
They actually had a power out. They had a power outage. So, it messed my day up on Friday. So I had a short day Thursday. And then Friday, I went into work early on Friday because I was trying to get off in the afternoon because I had somewhere to go with my wife and daughter. And so it just, the whole day was, both of those days were kind of odd. And I just didn't listen to much at all this week. I listened to a little bit of music one day, and you know that kind of. And then I listened.
It's funny because I had like quite an odd week, but I ended up listening to quite a lot when I looked back at it.
That's good. That's good. That means
it wasn't always my choice, but yeah, it was still music.
So yeah, yeah. Sometimes if I put stuff down that wasn't my choice, then I would have maybe a few extra entries from my wife, you know, like I think I was in the car with her and she was listening to a new album by Kelly Clarkson or something. And I'm just like,
Well, you can only count it if you hit the whole album.
And I definitely wasn't listening, you know, to the whole, I was probably, and then of course, Sarah, you know, yesterday she's trying to play me a whole bunch of Taylor Swift songs. I'm just like, and I really like this. I'm like, Sarah, she goes, yeah, but you complain when I'm in my room. I'm like, Sarah, that's where you need to be listening to music in your room. You know, you don't have to be out here and I'm trying to do something else and you're blaring your music that I don't want to hear. Come on. You know, I mean, that's kind of the way of it. Go, you know, put some headphones on or go to your room and listen to your music. You know, I mean, enjoy it yourself. You know, you don't have to make
I'm really pleased that my kid's become obsessed with Taylor Swift and knows the name of every album and everything because, you know, that's what I'm like, even though it's different bands.
Sure. Yeah. You like to see the love of music either way.
Don't necessarily want to hear every song by her.
Yeah. Oh, and the other day I was at I guess it was it last week? Yeah, it was this last week I was outside of a building that I had to go to, and inside the building they're getting ready for all the employees to come in for that shift, they'll have a few people standing by the door and they'll play music really loud. And I was outside of my truck near the building, but I wasn't inside it. And I heard something and I was going to try to walk in the building and record it on my phone. Cause I was like, I can't believe this is what's being played right now. But the melody was something like this. Do you know what that is?
And Skinny Bop.
I didn't want to say those words, but yes, that's what song was playing inside the building.
Can you believe I guessed it from that? That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I was, you probably knew it was coming. So I was like, I grabbed my phone out and I thought, let me walk in the building real fast so I can, and I'll just have my phone on record. Like they won't know I'm recording and I'll walk by them and I'll just hear it and I'll send it to you. But I guess it must have been the very end of the song, because by the time I got into the building, it was like some 1950 song or something playing. So, which it was nicer to hear that than it was to hear that other song. So, okay, so let's get into I guess the thank yous and the retweets and the tweet quotes. Since we got through the Gas Lamp IPA and the Dada, man, two amazing. Look, hey, you know what? Now what I can say, I can officially say. Gas mask.
Yeah.
I can say that now the acronyms have gone worldwide. Worldwide. Now Matt can't argue about it. Like, even if it's only two people. Now, if I can get Gen to do it, that'll be cool, because that's another continent. You know, we can try to get all the hit every continent. That's what would be.
You need someone in Europe to do it.
Need someone in Europe, someone in the UK, someone in South America. We know a couple people there. Someone in let's see, if Gen does it, he's not technically on the continent of Asia, but I told him, you're in Japan, that counts for Asia. And
exactly.
And then where else would we need? I don't think we'll get anybody in, what is it, Antarctica? Isn't that a top?
You could get someone in Africa.
We don't hear from a lot of people in either of those, in any of those places. So I don't.
But you got Bruno.
South Africa, that's right. Bruno, step it up. That's if he listens. I don't even know if he listens to this. I don't know if he might skip the waffle zone, but I have a feeling he listens, because
he'll listen to me.
He wants to listen to you, and he wants to hear his name. You know, he likes to hear he likes to hear us talk about him. So our good old friend Bruno. So we love Bruno. But you know what else we do? We don't talk about Bruno. So let's move on.
No.
So the retweets of the main episode. I noticed that the Alice Cooper episode is not a fan favorite. You know, as far as what the normal amount of listens I get in a week are. And I don't usually pay a ton of attention, but I did this week just because I thought, let me see what happens with Alice Cooper. But I'm going to say the quote-trotes of these quote-trotes are all like, really good. I really appreciate it. Like, there's a couple that are like, I have two that are going to be in contention for something we don't usually do, which is going to be quote-trote of the week. So
we haven't had that for ages.
I know.
Donkey's years.
Yeah. Donkey's episodes. So first off, Rocka Rola, or as Matt likes to call him, Coca-Cola, he said, I have never heard this record. Should be cool. So I'll be interested to see some feedback from him maybe later. One of the tweet quotes was done by me, so I'm going to read it just because of what it is. I said, if you enjoyed this episode about Dada and want even more insight on this amazing Alice Cooper album, check out the Decibel Geek podcast, their 2014 interview with one of its main creators, the great Dick Wagner, who was the guitarist and main writer with Alice Cooper. And then for Matthew, I have to do this. Hashtag Dada. Hashtag Alice Cooper. Okay. That's the way Jim Florentine says hashtag on his podcast.
Okay. I thought you were being Dave Mustaine.
No, I decided to start incorporating that into the podcast. I did it once.
You're doing quite a few impressions today.
I know. Yeah. I don't know if I did them all on the podcast. Definitely before, though. On the Patreons will know what we're talking about. So, next up was Feckin' Metal Podcast with Sir Fexalot. He said, excellent discussion and analysis of a hidden gem in the Alice Cooper discography. Recommended. Me and him went back and forth a little bit on Twitter about that as well. Yeah, I definitely agree. He told me, I had to go and turn on the intro. You know, I didn't play any of the intro. I played all the songs, but I didn't play. He goes, I had to go listen to that after you were talking about how creepy it was. He goes, it really is creepy. So yeah, it's a great start. It really sets the album up well. So, next up, the official medical advisor of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone, Kirsty. And you said, after 3 years hearing Steve say Da Da is his favorite Alice Cooper album, This episode has finally convinced me to listen to it. Very good. So did you have any thoughts on it overall or that you wanted to share? Love it or hate it?
Yes, it was very creepy, very, very theatrical. Yeah, a little bit, you know, like how Welcome to My Nightmare is, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Telling a bit of a story. I always like Alice Cooper. I like even the things that you don't like Poison. So
I don't mind the song Poison. I mean, I've heard of it, but that album is not a favorite of mine. I probably need to go back and give it another try. So
that's it. Sometimes, you just have another listen and you'll be like, oh, yeah, actually, this is all good.
Yeah, this is better than I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've seen him a couple of times as well.
Oh, yeah. How long ago? How long ago have you seen him?
Oh, well, the last time I saw him was like February 2020, so just before everything stopped. Yeah. So I was lucky to fit that one in.
Yeah, yeah. And that was your second show?
Yeah.
When was the other one?
Probably like about 5 years before that.
Okay. So you didn't see him back in the...
back in the day.
80s or 90s or anything. Okay. Just curious. Let's see. Well, that's good to know. And next up is the first contender for comment of the week, or Queechwood of the week, I should say. And it was George, the averagest guy. As we all know, it's George from the Judas Priest cast. And he said, I'm a big fan of Alice Cooper, but I never understood this album at all. After listening to Steve and Brandon dig really deep into it, I now feel like Daw Daw is a way better album than I'd given it credit for. Great episode. And anything like that to me, like where someone really appreciates something now because of something we said or did, that really, like I was like, that's the whole point of this podcast, right? You know, it's fun to talk and chat, but man, if you can introduce people to new music or to give something else a chance they've never listened to, that's even better.
And that's what I've liked most about being involved with it.
Yeah, well, good.
Finding new music. Not always from you, but
I thought through it was, you. I really thought it was just because you were going to get to have a conversation with Wayne on my podcast at some point, so.
I don't know if it'll ever happen.
I don't know if that was actually a conversation or just a fangirl moment. I think it was more of a fangirl moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the second comment... The second Queechwood in the Queechwood of the week battle here was from, I'm going to need a little help here, Kirsty. I'll say his first name. I'll let you start telling me who he is. Gen.
Gen Maritani from Chiba, Japan, the official detention teacher and the happiest man in podcast land. Also known as Gen Murray Tani.
Also known as the Dave Murray of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you. And he said, and this is another one that really, this is almost a little more exciting than and I have even an extra report on it. But he said, I was never a fan of Alice Cooper. The only songs I knew were No More Mr. Nice Guy, you know, for an apparent reason, obviously. And School's Out. You know, everyone's heard those. This was definitely not what I imagined from the King of Shock Rock. And I don't know if this next sentence is supposed to be an insult or not, but is he David Bowie of Shock Rock? Is that an insult? I don't know.
Of course not. He's talking about like David Bowie, the most incredible musician who had done lots of different genres and tried lots of different things.
Oh, not a fan, but it's okay.
I know you're just taking it the wrong way for comic effect, but I'm not having it.
Yeah, I knew he didn't mean that as an insult, but I just thought I would go there. He said, I think I will explore his catalog now, which is all like, that's really exciting to me. Cause I mean, like I said, I've been a Alice Cooper fan since the 80s. Yeah. So I sent him a private message and I said, you know, he's got these garage band albums, but I said, knowing that, you know, Gen likes heavy music, I said I would go with Brutal Planet, Dragon Town, and then there's what is it called? The Last Temptation came before those two, and it's not as heavy, but it's kind of it's a little bit of a trilogy, even though they say it's not a trilogy, because Dragon Town has bits of Brutal Planet, and Brutal Planet has bits of The Last Temptation. So they all kind of mix together, and I think there might even be a little.
Sounds like a trilogy to me.
Yeah, he said it wasn't, but there might even be a line on Dragon Town that references something from Last Temptations. There's a wicked young man cooking slowly in a frying pan, and Alistair, I'm trying to think. I believe there's a reference in the song Dragon Town to something on The Last Temptation. So they all definitely tie together. You know, I don't think it's like a hard story, but there's definitely a theme. And so he told me he listened to some of Brutal Planet, and he was like, oh my gosh, this is really heavy, but it's very melodic. And he was like, I'm really liking this. And I was like, oh my God, that's really, I don't know. It just seems really cool, you know, to help somebody find something new, man. That's really awesome. So, I think I'm going to have to go with the Queet Trot of the Week. I think it's going to be a tie. I'm going to give it to George and Gim.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that.
Because, you know, for George, who was a big Alice Cooper fan, to have, you know, me and Brandon lead him to the to finding out that he really appreciates Dada a lot more, and he's going to, you know, likes it better now. That's music to my ears, because I love that album. And then, of course, for Gin, you know, and I told him, I said, Alice Cooper's all over the map. I mean, he's got everything from disco songs to, you know, brutally heavy songs to just, he's all over the place, you know? So I said, he's got something for everybody. I said, he's done it all. There's a line on one of those albums there where he says that, I mean, I've done it all. I've been beaten.
He really has.
Yeah, he's like, I've been beaten. I've been stabbed. I've been buried alive, but I can deal with that. But it's the little things. That's a fun song. So, okay. Next up, we have the retweets and the queet. No, I didn't do the retweets, did I? I just did the queet quotes. I went straight into the queet quotes. So let's do the retweets of the Alice Cooper episode. You have Jesse in Illinois. Have Willie Valaverta in Finland. We have the Riff Wiser podcast retweeted it. We have the aforementioned Gin Murray Yutani. We have Ron Kramer in Washington State. Have the Scouser David Laird in Liverpool, England. And making his triumphant return to the retweets, we have Dudeness.
Excited to see that.
Yeah, I was glad to see that. I was like, well, he's alive. He's a well, alive and hopefully alive he's and back. Well. So now the retweets of the Waffle Zone, I think it might sound like just like what I just read. Got Jesse in Illinois, Willie Valaverta in Finland, the happiest man in podcast land in Chiba, Japan. That rhymes. Ron Kramer in Washington State. And making his triumphant return to the Waffle Zone retweets. Dudeness. The dude abides, Kirsty. Okay. So, and then I have four queet quotes for the Waffle Zone. First one. I really like what he did here. Rocka Rola, he said, it should be a good one, eh?
Yeah, that was
good. I like that, the letter A. And that, that was his queet quote was queet quoted by Johnny B. 1966, who I believe is in, I can't remember the city, but it was in Ontario. What was the city? I didn't write it down. I was in a real hurry last night when I went to bed because I was going to bed late and I had to get up really, really early. So sorry about that. But he said, so he's obviously right with the game here. Waffle on, Uncle Steve. So
cool.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next up was the official translator and administrator of the podcast. She's in Perth, Australia. How would you pronounce her name?
Kirsty Prince.
Okay. Sometimes my wife will be talking about you and she'll call you Kirsty. And I go, it's Kirsty. Or I've heard her call you.
That's her accent.
No, she can say Kirsty. But then I've heard her, there was, for before she added you, before y'all were friends on Facebook, sometimes she would call you Kirsty. And like, no, it's not Kirsty, it's Kirsty. Like, and then or Kirsty. And I'm like, no, it's not Kirsty. It's not, like, that would be K-I-E-R. But that's
what
I
would. Yeah, like Kieran.
Yeah. So you simply said, it was nice to hear from Brandon again. Or nice to hear Brandon again, which I will admit, man, it was really, really cool to me to have him back on. I was really happy to have him back on. And it was just, we talked, you know, you heard the Waffle Zone. You know, we had a lot of Alice Cooper talk. And, you know, I don't usually get to have that. You know, we talk maybe a little bit about Alice Cooper here or there, you know, maybe talking about I Listen to Dada or something. But, like, he knows every reference. Any reference I threw out of any song, he knew it. And he even was referencing some songs that I wasn't 100% aware of. Like he named some, and I'm like, yeah, I'm vaguely familiar with it. So, but yeah, it was a really, really good time. I was really glad he was back on. And if I do another Alice Cooper episode, I told him he's definitely the guy. So, and lastly, the Queetroats from the Dave Murray of Uncle Steve's Iron Maiden Zone in Chiba, Japan. And he said, some cool reunion happening here with me and Brandon, apparently. So yeah, definitely. Like I said, it was awesome to have him on. I was really glad. I was really glad to get to just sit down and have a good chat. So that is all for the Waffle Zone. So I guess we need to waffle on over a.
Yep, waffle on.
Because the sound of A is still in the air.
Everywhere.